We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A very interesting story we'll talk about today on how devastating this has been for the retail landscape in so many ways. We'll discuss that coming up. Also, we're standing by for some Supreme Court rulings that relate to the president's taxes and financial records. This is going to be a huge story. In fact, it's intriguing to watch the networks as they already delve into this conversation as they await the decision out of the high court. And the political headline on this: Supreme Court set to decide who can see Trump's tax returns, financial records. The rulings to be unveiled today could reshape the balance of power between Congress and the White House in the most dramatic way since Watergate. So that's what's at stake here. This is not just about the president. This will have an impact for future presidents. So we await that decision, and when it happens, we will certainly let you know about it. We want to begin with an encouraging story about a former college football player, an ex-Marine. This is a man who is used to catching, but he made his most significant catch over the weekend. Philip Banks is his name. He saved a child thrown from a burning building over the weekend. In fact, there's shocking video showing the very moment when this happened, when Banks caught a 3-year-old boy thrown from the balcony of a burning apartment complex in Phoenix. He caught this young boy right before he hit the ground. How does he do this? Instinct. He said there wasn't much thinking. I just reacted. I just did it. The 28-year-old said he was always raised with a mindset to serve others. Planks has served in the U.S. Marines, currently has a job in the security industry, also crediting his time playing football as a wide receiver for Saddleback College as a key to his personal growth. I know how to catch. I've learned how to catch a football, so I'll give some credit to football. On the day of the fire, he recalls how he heard a lot of commotion outside of his building. Then Blanks heard someone yell that there was a fire. So he grabbed a few things, ran outside barefoot to check it out. Philip goes on to say he was twirling in the air like a propeller. I just did my best. His head landed perfectly on my elbow. His ankle got twisted up as I was diving. The guy who was there with me looked like he wasn't going to catch him. That's why I stepped in. I just wanted to make a better catch. Certainly encouraging that this 3-year-old boy survived. There is a tragic aspect to this story. This child's life was saved. Tragically, his 30-year-old mother died in the fire. Her final act was to fling her son to safety while she was already engulfed in flames. Can you imagine how horrific this must have been for this little boy? Blanks goes on to say she is the real hero of this story, because she made the ultimate sacrifice to save her children. The boy's father at work when this blaze broke out. Investigators trying to figure out the cause of the fire. But at least we have a 3-year-old boy who has survived. And a tragedy that certainly could have been much, much worse. I want to share with you a couple of stories today that go to the heart of, unfortunately, where we are as a country, where we've got people who, I don't know how else to say this, other than they hate the very ground that they walk on. When I think of this country, I think of the founding fathers. I think of those who have gone before me in my lineage. There is a lot of praise. There's a lot of credit to go around. Yes, there were some evil things that took place in the history of this country. I'm able to process those things with the understanding that human beings are not perfect. Which is one of the reasons why I'm all the more in awe of the founding documents that we still have with us today. Now, the extent to which these are honored, that's another story altogether. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the founding documents and how they provide a way forward to protect all of us. That's the purpose behind them. We're at a point now in our history where I don't think I've ever seen so much hatred directed toward the founders of the country, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I stand by what I've said, and I will say it again. If you're in the camp where you believe that this country is illegitimate, you believe that we have stolen this land from the Indians, and therefore we are somehow in a special category of evil. If you believe that, the only thing you can do with integrity is to deport yourself. That's really the only thing you can do with integrity. To enjoy the comforts, the benefits of capitalism, of our constitutional republic, and to spend your time complaining about it and trying to dismantle it. That is really the height of corruption and of hypocrisy. Matt Walsh has a great piece in Daily Wire. And I'm going to share this piece, but it's not just Matt Walsh, a white man, that you're going to hear the words from. I'm also going to share some comments from DeRoy Murdoch, who is a black man, who addresses this very subject in regard to Colin Kaepernick. The message is essentially the same. If you don't like America, there's always a way out. And I'm not saying, you know, there's this expression that's been around for quite some time, love it or leave it. And I do believe in reform. I do believe in getting better. But we're talking about people now who want to destroy the very foundations. And we'll address this as we continue our broadcast today. Stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Supreme Court, are you ready for this? The Supreme Court has ruled that the Manhattan District Attorney can obtain President Trump's tax records. That is a ruling that has just come down minutes ago. I do not have much more in terms of details on this. The ruling on this, by the way, was not close. 7-2 against President Trump. In this case, whether he could shield his tax records from the Manhattan District Attorney. This is just one of the decisions. The other will relate to Congress and its subpoena power. This case also is going to be sent back to a lower court. So there may be some additional questions or an additional clarifications that will have to be made at a lower court. But the bottom line is, right now, the president has lost this case, and he's not able to shield his tax records from the Manhattan District Attorney. When we have some more information on this or on the other case where we're expecting a ruling at any moment, we will certainly pass that on to you. And we'd love to get your thoughts. What do you think this means? And will this ultimately mean a huge issue for the 2020 presidential campaign? Let's go out to a call from Joe in Charlotte. Good morning, Joe.
Well, good morning, sir. I just wanted to comment. It doesn't matter, unless you probably go to maybe some pristine land in the middle of Africa, just about every country in the world maybe has been taken by somebody. So if they were to leave the country, they would still go, unless they went maybe somewhere in the middle of the Congo, and I'm just guessing, I don't know. They would be going on land that was taken by somebody from somebody.
Yes, you make a great point here. I mean, where are you going to find? What pristine area are you going to find where no one ever sinned against anyone else by taking their land? Joe, it's really silly, isn't it? But unfortunately, this is where we are. This texter saying, what gets me, if you're going to live bitter about the past sins and only complain about current imperfections, why do you keep working and paying taxes? This applies to the complainers I know. If Native Americans, Asians, Hispanics think BLM supports them because they are not white, I have a bridge to sell you. The enemy of my enemy is a friend until they aren't. That's a good way to put it. Vince Colin Kaepernick wasn't like this until he met the woman he would later marry. She's a former model with radical views toward race and Islam, which he converted to. She is his Lady Macbeth. And the first comments on this ruling from the Supreme Court on the president's tax records. Vince, terrible ruling. You can imagine there's a lot of celebration on the Democrat side already, just with this initial ruling. you can guarantee. Because they are eyeing the possibility, they're salivating the possibility of having access. I mean, let's get real. Once these tax records are released to anybody, they're out there. That's the bottom line. This will not stay with the Manhattan District Attorney. I can guarantee you that. We will, as I mentioned, break in and let you know what happens with this other case and any additional information we get on the first case where we have a decision. Matt Walsh, I mentioned, has a great piece. If you believe America is a hateful dystopia built on stolen land, why are you still here? If you feel like cringing uncontrollably, he encourages you to watch a video. A video that is included in this column he's written of two girls at a swimming pool over the weekend singing about how they're ashamed to be American because not all folks are free and this ain't our land. Just think about this moment, the stupidity of this. If this isn't your land, what are you doing here? You know, it saddens me. It's sad that these kids have been brainwashed already. Similar sentiments expressed by a group of protesters in D.C. who burned an American flag on July 4th while chanting the flag represents slavery, genocide, and war, and that America was never great. I mean, I just don't get it. I really don't. The flag burners are fortunate. They live in this terrible place. If they pull that stunt in any other country, in many other countries across the globe, they have been dead or in handcuffs before they finish their chant. In India, for example, you can be arrested just for wearing the flag on your clothing, much less burning it in the middle of the street. Flag desecration laws in Saudi Arabia are so strict that even lowering it to half-mast is illegal and subject to severe punishment. These protesters need not worry about any of that because they live here, where they have, in fact, much more freedom than they should. Freedom that now includes the implicit permission to loot, riot, and vandalize, virtually without consequence. The fact that they live here, not somewhere over there, is in itself quite interesting. I'm obviously not the first person to ask this question, but it has yet to be sufficiently answered. So I'll ask it again. If you believe America is a racist dystopia built on stolen land, and that we have no right to be here, this ain't our land, as the swarmy white girls at the pool sang, and that there's almost nothing praiseworthy or good about it, then why are you still here? Why don't you leave? There are 195 countries in the world. Two-thirds of them are largely non-white and non-Western. Why don't you move to one of those? Now, the most obvious response is, they stay here despite feeling this way about America because they want to fight for change and progress. That excuse is a non-starter. The things they hate about the U.S. are mostly things that cannot possibly be changed. Even the things that seem like they could be changed apparently cannot be. If this country was built on stolen land and we have no right to be here, there's no social progress that will ever alter the fact or make it better. If this ain't our land, even after 250 years, then it will never be. Why would you stay on land that you believe doesn't belong to you? This is so basic, isn't it? The supposed systemic racism in our country would seem like something that could be fixed if it existed. But by the left's telling, even the election of a black president didn't improve the problem. It's still as much an issue now as it's ever been, they say. America is apparently sick to its very core. Given all of this, isn't this a matter of moral necessity? That you donate your assets to an Indian reservation and move to a country that is not a haven of white supremacy? Nobody's doing this. That option is not entertained. As they sit around burning the flag and lamenting America's myriad sins, never once does it occur to them to lead by example and finally flee from this empire of bigotry and genocide. They've been boycotting a fast food chicken restaurant for 7 years because the owner disagreed with gay marriage. Yet the United States has been embarked on a ceaseless campaign of oppression, racism, and theft, they allege, for centuries. And they don't even consider boycotting it. Why? There are only two possible explanations. Either they believe everything they say about this country and choose to stay on this stolen land because they feel it may benefit them in some way, or they really don't believe what they say. The first option makes them amoral opportunists. The second makes them frauds and hypocrites. If there is a third option, it's some kind of mix of the first two. Whatever the answer, I suspect it may be option three. These America-hating protesters are saying more about themselves than the country they live in. Matt Walsh is right on it. If you believe this is a hateful dystopia built on stolen land, why are you still here? This is the same message one columnist delivers to Colin Kaepernick. We're going to share his comments, which are right on point, as we continue our Thursday broadcast. Stay with us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Manhattan District Attorney, the other congressional committees. Well, here's what we have now on the latter. The Supreme Court has indeed blocked Congress from obtaining Donald Trump's tax and financial records from his accounting firm and major lenders. So these will not be seen by voters, allegedly, before Election Day. If I may just interject here. Maybe there are laws governing this, but I have to wonder if these tax records end up in the hands of the Manhattan DA, how long is it going to take for these records to leak? I just don't have a lot of confidence that they will stay in the hands of the district attorney. I really don't. The president's had mounted a fierce legal challenge to attempts by House Democrats and prosecutors in Manhattan to gain access to his tax returns and other documents, including ones that could show links to foreign individuals. The High Court's decision means the House Democrats who impeached Mr. Trump cannot obtain his records. This is a 7-2 decision as well. Major win for the president, who recently lost one major Supreme Court case blocking his efforts to end the DACA program. We talked about that a few weeks ago. But a mixed bag for the president today. The Manhattan DA can get the tax records, but this case also goes back to the lower court. But the House Democrats cannot get access. So there you go. For the break, we share with you a piece from Matt Walsh, who is, I think, one of the best thinkers out there. One of the best thinkers. Another person I've been really impressed with. I've seen him several times on Fox. And he is one of the rare black male voices out there who is not drinking the Kool-Aid of the so-called civil rights establishment. His name is DeRoy Murdoch. One of the things he addressed is the hypocrisy of Colin Kaepernick. I have to tell you, the number of years I've been on this planet, number of years I've been in this country, it blows my mind. I've never seen the level of outrage and disgust directed toward America from other black Americans to the level that I've seen now. I think I mentioned on this program just the other day, a person I know talked about how she wasn't celebrating the 4th anymore. This has never been part of our discussion before. And I say that overall. I don't remember a time in history where so many people have pretty much renounced the American aspect of their existence. And basically, they're just trying to dismiss everything before Juneteenth as if there's no connection. I want you to hear DeRoy Murdoch's comments, and this is a discussion that took place in the Fox News Channel because the anchor describes two different Colin Kaepernicks. There's a before and an after, and it seems to bear out what one of our texters was communicating. I want you to hear how Colin Kaepernick himself viewed July 4th years ago and how he views it now, and more interestingly, the response from DeRoy Murdoch. Let's listen to this first cut.
July 4th, 2011, he says, and I'm quoting here, "Happy 4th of July, everyone. I hope everyone has a blessed day." And then to 2020, he says, "Black people have been dehumanized, brutalized, criminalized, terrorized by America for centuries and are expected to join your commemoration of independence while you enslaved our ancestors. We reject your celebration of white supremacy and look forward to liberation for all." You were very critical of Colin Kaepernick in an op-ed you recently wrote.
Absolutely. I was just horrified and disgusted that he would take this opportunity where we're all trying to unify the country, trying to come together, if at all possible, on a day where everybody can enjoy 4th of July as long as you're an American and love this country. You don't have to belong to any particular race or sex or gender or sexual orientation. And he just spills this hot acid across the whole nation and creates another opportunity for us to engage in a screaming match. This is just awful. Kaepernick is a racial arsonist of the lowest order. And I really think what he ought to do, if he doesn't like America and he's miserable here, hop on a plane and go to Ghana. They have something called the right of return there, a right of abode. He can go there and say that he wants to go to Ghana and join the Ghanaian nation and make Ghana great again. He's got the money in the background perhaps to do that. If things are so miserable for him here, he's more than welcome to leave. And I personally would be very happy to raise the money to give him a one-way ticket out of here.
I'm with him. I am completely with him. And I'm not sure there's been adequate research on this issue for people to understand why Colin Kaepernick is the way he is now. I noticed somebody posted a picture of Colin Kaepernick, the family that adopted him. It's extraordinary. It's a white family. Did you know that? And yet all of this is supposed to be rejected for this, what is it? It's the con narrative, continuing oppression narrative. And here's the other point. It's the marketability of this bilge. Here is the second part of DeRoy Murdoch's comments on how this has made Mr. Kaepernick quite marketable. Listen up.
Well, it is to a degree, and really one of the things that bothers me about people like Kaepernick, who's made a lot of money, and there are a lot of people who are very successful. Eric Holder is another one who's our former attorney general, and they just have this awful message that young black kids hear, which is, you're not going to make it, it's a racist society, it's a stacked deck, you're going to lose, despite the fact that these people have made it and are successful. Why don't they offer themselves as examples of black success and try to increase the examples of black success and black excellence, rather than have this incredibly dark, miserable picture that they present every day?
Exactly. And this is the message that I've been declaring for quite some time. I refuse to put this garbage, to put this poison into the minds of my own children or anybody else. If you've got anger, you've got issues, you deal with them yourself. You don't pass this kind of garbage and poison on to another generation. And what's really sad is when you have somebody like Colin Kaepernick who has grown up with privilege. Come on, let's be real about this. It's really rich to watch someone who's grown up with such privilege complain about oppression. Please give me a break. And we talked about this man's new deal, new media deal that includes ESPN. This guy is going to make off like a bandit. Make a fortune. Why? Because of the capitalist system that he has come to hate. The American system that he has come to hate. Now, I don't take back anything that I've shared about the importance of us engaging each other in a right spirit. But I'll tell you this. You cannot make a compromise with hate America people. You just cannot. Stay with us. here about Colin Kaepernick and about this general theme that we're hearing more and more from people. You know, people basically saying, you know, the timeline for Black Americans really started with Juneteenth. Before that, we don't give a flip because these founding documents had nothing to do with us. Pretty sad. Let's go out to a call from Mark in Rock Hill. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to be brief. With the football, with the NFL being a protected monopoly, every franchise is still a for-profit corporation. And I applauded the Denver Broncos and John Elway, the GM, for nearly coming to a contingency contract for Colin to be accepted at camp and treated like everyone else. And his no-show is saying no to that tender offer. Then there was this, then teams put out their money to send scouts for our location, as our mainstream sports media reported. And what happens? Cap and a few scouts go to a location chosen at Cap, chosen by Colin. What does that tell you? I don't give a flip about the NFL. I've moved on. And now, about very quickly, I'm going to say something about the two Supreme Court decisions, the win for the president and for the and that it is to find emoluments and to possibly pigeonhole number 45 as a dirty old man.
Yeah, you're possibly right about this. And one of the problems with this is some of these things, there is a narrative that actually fits, which is unfortunate for the president. Mark, I do appreciate your call. Let's go out to Randy in Charlotte. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, how you doing, Vince?
Doing well, sir.
Yeah, I think Colin Kaepernick, man, he's my hero, man.
And what has he done for you? What makes him your hero?
Well, the thing, he has lost a lot of skin in the game, Vince. If I could just say this to you. You know, gentlemen like the guy that you referenced that was on Fox, Candace Owens, and sorry to say, even yourself, Vince, are the ones that's being duped.
And how are we being duped? You've got to be specific here.
Well, you know, you said a couple weeks ago that blacks were duped. And so, Tico. Okay, thank you. And so, you know, you're saying that they were duped by going on following this narrative, but you're the one that's duped.
Okay, you've got to get to the point, or you're gone. You've got to get. Tell me how I'm duped. Please inform me.
Because you're sitting here saying that, okay, because the scales are off his eyes now, and that document, that independence document, wasn't for blacks.
Oh gosh.
That wasn't for us.
Okay, so why are you still here? Why don't you get the hell out of America and go wherever? If it's not for blacks, how in the world? How in the world? Randy! Randy! What the hell are you doing still here?
Come to America.
Why are you here?
Just like they stole the land.
Randy, goodbye. If you can't answer my freaking question, then I don't even want to talk to you. Give me a reason why you're staying here. I'm serious. I am tired of this garbage. It's BS. That wasn't for us. If it wasn't for you, how in the world are you here? Why? What are you here for? Because this is really the position you're going to have to take. This country is not for you. It's not. That's the position you have to take. If that document is not for blacks, if it's not for Indians, we have absolutely no protection whatsoever, no constitutional protections. I wouldn't want to stay in a place like that. Nor should I. Joe, welcome. My goodness.
Welcome to you, Vince. Foul, man, foul.
I just don't get it. I really don't.
Well, let me help to answer a few of the previous callers. Why are you still here? I'm not here because of the Constitution. I'm here because of the amendments, particularly the part of the 13th Amendment. If not for that, the Constitution wouldn't mean anything to me. The Constitution, when it was written in 1776, actually did not apply to people that looked like me during that time because no one was able to exercise that Constitution in 1776, 1777, 1778. None of them had a constitutional right. So, I mean, facts are facts. Now, with Colin Kaepernick...
No, wait a second. What do you mean by facts are facts? Because even now, here's my question. When you take someone like Frederick Douglass, who was a slave, he would not have... I don't think he would have taken that position because why did he stay to even fight and to cite those documents? Why did he do that?
He was over in Europe when he did that. He wrote his letters to Abraham Lincoln in Europe.
But here's the point that I'm making. Frederick Douglass did not give up on the American message in those founding documents. He believed he was staking claim to those. Martin Luther King, he made a claim on those documents when he did his Washington March.
Yes, because you have to honor what you put on paper.
What's in the documents? And what's in the documents, for instance, the Declaration of Independence, is there anything you find objectionable in that document, Joe?
That objectionable? No.
Okay.
It was the application of it.
And I agree. I agree with you. It was not applied. That's
right.
The point.
So that's the issue, the application. Y'all are
yes.
The paper. But it's the application of it that should be examined.
I'm completely with you on that, Joe. And that's the key, that we apply this and make sure that it applies to everyone. We don't undermine this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.